Step three is converting units into standard units, which are meters, meters per second, seconds, and meters per second squared for distance, velocity, time, and acceleration. So in our problem here, our distance or displacement is already in meters, our velocities are in meters per second, and our time is in seconds. So all of our variables are in standard units, so we don't need to do any conversions for this problem.